ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد lovely bright morning in Perth, Western Australia. I want to remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters, that there are two things that it's very important for us to get clear in our minds. And it's usually the confusion between these two that creates all sorts of moral dilemmas for us, especially with regard to spending of time and spending of resources and money and so on and so forth in work of deen and in our daily lives. And if we get these two things clear in our mind, inshallah, these dilemmas will be solved and we will be able to become very productive, and this will be of great benefit for us, inshallah. And this issue, the two things are: what is my maqsad, my purpose in life, and what are the supportive things that I also need to do in my life? The maqsad and the supportive things, the maqsad and the mu'avin. Now, the maqsad is the core, it is the basis which is unchangeable, which is non-negotiable, which must be completed and fulfilled. And the mu'avin, the supportive things, are all those other things that we do in our lives which go to fulfill the maqsad. How do we know what is the maqsad? See how you introduce yourself. If somebody asks me to introduce myself, I would say that I am Yaver Beg. I am a leadership consultant. I teach people leadership. And I have a consulting business where I do this in different countries in the world. If there is a physician and you ask him to introduce himself, he will say, I'm a physician, I work in such and such a hospital, this is my specialization. If somebody is an architect, he will or she will introduce themselves as, I'm an architect and I specialize in this. Let's see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to introduce himself as. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, introduce yourself thus, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدُوْعِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. In Surah Yusuf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how to introduce himself. And what did he say? Say to them, this is my work, this is my way. I introduce people to Allah. I invite people towards Allah. And I do that with clear evidence. And I do this, and those who follow me, who make my ittiba, they do it. Now, what is the difference? To come back to the first part, which is introduction. If somebody introduces me and says, this is Yaver Beg, and he drives a car. What do you understand about me? You would understand that I am a driver, that I am a driver of a car. And if I object to this introduction, I say to the person, well, you know, how could you introduce me like that? The person will say, well, you know what, I saw you driving a car. I mean, don't you drive a car? You just came from somewhere and you drove the car. So I'm not wrong if I say that Mr. Yaver Beg, and he drives a car. So what is wrong in the introduction? What is wrong is that that is not my primary work. That is not the work by which I am recognized. That is not the work which gives me identity. Your core purpose in life is that which gives you identity, that by which you are recognized. Rasulullah ﷺ was many things. He was a statesman, he was a general, he was a household person. Before all of that, he was a businessman, and so on. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say to him, introduce yourself as, I am a businessman who gives da'wah. I am a statesman who invites towards Allah. Right? He's still using the invite towards Allah, but he did not say, introduce yourself as, I am a statesman, I am the head of a state, I am the general of an army,
and I invite towards Allah. No, he said, my job is to invite towards Allah. The primary work by which you are recognized, which gives you dignity, which gives you identity, that is your purpose in life. So let's be very clear about ourselves. What therefore should be the purpose of a Muslim? In the same introduction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave us our purpose, gave us our position, and that is to invite towards Allah. Ana wa man ittaba'ani, me and those who follow me, is what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told to say. And since we follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is our job. Our job is to invite towards Allah. Now, what about the mu'avin? What about the fact that I have a business? What about the fact that you are a physician, you are a surgeon, you are an engineer, you are an architect, you are a journalist? What about all of that? Should we leave that? No. All of those are mu'avin. All of those are things that help you to perform and fulfill your primary purpose. The primary purpose of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was to invite towards Allah. As a general, what was his job? To invite towards Allah. As a statesman, what was his job? To invite towards Allah. When he earned some money in business or otherwise, what was his job? To invite towards Allah. And therefore, if I run a business, what is that business and what should it help me to do? To invite towards Allah. If I am running a global corporation, or if I'm running a corner shop, does my purpose change? No. Purpose still remains the same. The purpose is to invite towards Allah. Whether I'm running a global business or whether I'm running a corner shop, the purpose remains the same. If I'm, whatever else I may be doing, all the mu'avin, all the supportive work focuses towards the achievement of the purpose. Especially when we live in countries like this, where Muslims are a small minority, a very visible minority, very small minority, even more important for us to keep this in mind and say that never must I compromise my purpose. Never must I compromise the name of Islam in terms of what I say, in terms of what I do, in terms of what I look like, in terms of what my house looks like. Everything must focus and must be geared to fulfill that purpose in life, which is to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remind myself and you, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to get clarity in this and not to get confused between the purpose and the mu'avin ulum and the mu'avin works that we do, so that we do them clearly without any compromise, without any confusion. It's very, very important for us to keep these two things in mind. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.